WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump will address congressional Republicans today at their leadership retreat in Florida. Over the weekend, he threatened 25% tariffs on all imports from Colombia after that country's government refused to allow U.S. military deportation planes.
In a statement, the Colombian government says that it has overcome an impasse with the United States, saying that they plan to send representatives to Washington, D.C. to meet with the Trump administration. But the White House press secretary says if Colombia violates any terms of this agreement, those tariffs are back on.
That's ABC's Rachel Scott. Rain in Southern California is reducing the fire threat, but increasing the risk of mudslides in burn-scarred areas. Wall Street gearing up for early losses. Future markets lower after news of a Chinese company's AI model that could encroach on market drivers like NVIDIA. And some of the living survivors expected at the Auschwitz site today, marking 80 years since the Nazi death camp was liberated. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. The Wisconsin housing market is getting less and less affordable. According to the Wisconsin Association of Realtors, increasing home values, higher mortgage rates, and stagnant incomes have made it tougher for people to pay for their home. Median home prices rose almost 9% across Wisconsin last year. The average home price statewide is now $310,000. Meanwhile, here in Madison, the median home price has been about $430,000 for a while now. Inventory is still low, keeping demand high. According to Redfin, the Midwest is the most affordable region of the country, but now we also have the fastest growing prices. Meanwhile, a new report shows Madison's housing supply has grown. Our housing inventory has gone up 37% since 2005. The analysis from Storage Cafe shows Madison has more than 138,000 units of housing. Now, if you think that means it should be getting more affordable, think again, because our population is still growing faster than our inventory. Dane County officials estimate the county needs 1,700 new units of affordable housing every year for the next 15 years to keep up with demand. And more than 80 snowy owls were spotted in Wisconsin last year. That's more than the previous two winters combined. Here's Brittany Merlot.
Many of them are immature birds that dispersed from Arctic Canada after hatching last summer. These young owls are less skilled, less wary, and more likely to show up in unexpected places, like residential neighborhoods, urban open spaces, and even busy roadsides. While they're exciting to see, try to help these beautiful birds survive. Never approach them too closely. You're too close if the bird responds to your presence in any way, like frequently looking at you, sitting erect with eyes open in your direction, or flying from its perch. And turn off your car engine. Use a quiet voice and do not play audio.
I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks are in Utah. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks road trip continues tonight against the Jazz in Salt Lake City, Utah. The Bucks losing to the Clippers in L.A. over the weekend. 127-117. Bobby Portis was not there. He was out for personal reasons, a family matter. Portis has missed only one other game this season, back in November due to an elbow injury. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team with a win over Nebraska, 83-55. Badgers guard Kamari McGee on the Cornhuskers coming back after being down 19-2.
Game of basketball is it's a game of runs. So we know like teams are going to throw a punch back. No team is just going to get hit and just sit there and take the punch. So we knew that they were going to respond to how we came out talking like it's okay, like just weather that storm. Got to keep moving forward. And we did.
Hockey, the Wisconsin men's team with a good performance against number 10th ranked Michigan in a two game series. The Badgers winning the first one 5-4. Game two ended in a 4-4 tie in overtime. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds and breezy today, maybe an afternoon sprinkle or flurry, and a high in the low 40s. Partly cloudy and a low in the low 20s tonight. More sunshine for tomorrow, breezy and highs in the mid 40s. Mild and dry for the rest of the week. Currently it's 19 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in this state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian and founder of Chip's Money Tips, Chip Chinnery, and filmmaker Nathan Demming, who is touring Wisconsin to promote his film February. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
You know, it's like daddy arrives and he's taking his belt off, you know.
Ah, that was Mel Gibson saying that Trump being in California is like daddy's home.
Yeah.
Then he's going to...
Do you want to play that again?
Yes, I'd like to hear that again.
Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
I'm glad Trump's here at the moment. You know, it's like daddy arrived and he's taking his belt off, you know.
Listen, you weirdos, okay? By the way, I got taunted by a right winger already.
Uh-oh.
Carlos said, hello, Stephanie, just one question. Who's your daddy now? Okay, listen, Carlos, you big glue-eating weirdo.
Gross.
I'll tell you who my father is. He is buried in Arlington.
Yeah.
And is a patriot and a Nuremberg prosecutor, you Trumper, MAGA-humping Nazi.
He was also a Goldwater Republican.
Oh, my God. Get over your daddy issues. He's not our daddy unless your daddy's a drunk and abusive. Hi, good morning.
Hi. We're all cattywampus today.
Yes, we are. Look at the babies here. Bella's,
yay.
It's her first big girl day on the board. And Sean Comiskey's over here helping. Look, Sean, remember you used to be the stem cell?
Wait a minute, which camera's that? Okay.
You're getting like Social Security now, correct? And Bella is 22, so you have also aged out. The original stem cell has aged out.
Yeah. She still calls you the stem cell.
Thank you.
Oh, we don't have a microphone because, you know, stuff. Okay. By the way, we wasted a lot of perfectly good toner on this. Is this not true? This entire quote-unquote presidency is like being tied to a chair watching a toddler play with a loaded pistol.
He ran on it. That's what he ran on.
Sean and Bella both said it. A lot of f***ery.
Yes.
It's really a lot. It's a lot.
It's what he ran on.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Where would you like to start?
I don't know. There's a lot.
Okay. First of all, let's start with some love. Damon says, Steph, first of all, it's sad to hear that Jody does not have the capacity to drink as much beer as is needed to survive the next Trump administration, but at least I have a reason to wake up on Tuesdays again. Yes, Jody Hamilton will be here every Tuesday,
right,
like she used to, and filling in, and et cetera.
Right.
Second, welcome, Bella. I wish you the best. A word of advice, don't pay attention to Chris, because Chris is always wrong.
Oh.
Your faithful Steph head in Brooklyn, Damon. Thank you, Damon.
I am always... We have shirts that say Chris is wrong, Chris is right available, and Chris is right is outselling Chris is wrong.
Because a bunch of
suck-ups. I
suck
don't
ups.
Believe that.
Yeah, thank you, Bella. Thank you. Can we just... You guys can take a coffee break. Can we just see how weird it is, the whole who's your daddy? Trump is not our daddy.
Yeah,
it's weird. Get over your weird daddy issues, right? Unless your dad is a rapist drunk. Okay, one more. Diana says, Mama, how dare you hire a young, white, qualified woman to run the soundboard? You are exposing your racist feathers. I'm going to get a hold of Frangela, Malcolm Nance, Alonzo Bowden, Victor Shee, Kevin from D.C., Dino Badala, and the dozens of other non-white regulars to ban your show because you didn't do a DEI hire. Oh, we did find out Bella's half Latina.
Half Latina.
I didn't even know I was doing a DEI hire.
Yes.
It's fantastic.
It's in your blood.
There you go. Okay. finding a young woman who doesn't mind getting up at insane o'clock to do your show is like finding gold. It's true. I love you so much, Steph. I've been watching since Current TV, and will continue to watch you until I become deaf and blind from old age. I'll probably be better then. Good luck to Bella. Farewell, Jody. May you continue turning out the truth about all things important. Donald is a cancer that will bring down our country if we don't have someone like you reporting what's real. Peace, Diana. Thank you, Diana.
Aw.
Yeah, someone said Bella has a bunch of crazy aunts now that are going to annoy her.
And they were asking for your blue sky handle.
I'll make one.
Okay.
Yeah, they want to annoy you with various things.
Yeah.
Oh, please do.
Okay, all right. You asked for it.
Wow. So, Chris, what did I say? This isn't me. Stephanie is right. Chris is always wrong. I said this is going to be a bunch of big, dumb, loud reality TV stunts.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Let's see. Trump deportation forces told to dress for the cameras. So that and Dr. Phil being embedded, I don't know why I might tell you that it's a little bit of a big, dumb, mean reality show TV stunt. Noted doctor of boltology, Dr. Phil. Trump's immigration officials have been instructed to dress for the cameras, according to sources who told CNN. Every participant must wear raid jackets to max. What style is a raid jacket?
It has
meant to terrify people.
It has ICE in big letters on it.
Oh, okay. To maximize media attention, blah, blah, blah. Dr. Phil. You know what? This might actually be dumber than I initially thought. Right. GK shredded. You can tell these ICE raids are largely performative when Dr. Phil is participating with a film crew. This is basically porn for the Fox News audience. That's what I said. It's red meat for the Fox News audience. It's just the meaner, the louder, the better. And Columbia, what are you, Morning Joe fans? Don't bend the knee to this a-hole. Sorry. It's just, this is why he's going to threaten his stupid, big, dumb tariffs, which, by the way, would have made your coffee 11 billion times
and,
more expensive in addition to your eggs.
80% of our roses come from Colombia and Ecuador. And so Valentine's Day would have been super expensive.
This is going to be, right? Yeah. This is going to be us threatening our allies, bullying them. So anyway, so now they're going to, what do you call it, accept the flight. I think the president's sending his plane. He just asked, do things with dignity. But of course they're not going to. That's the whole point, is to make it as mean and
as loud.
Yes, to terrify people. That's the whole point of it. Dr. Phil has been embedded with ICE and Hobag.
Tom Homan.
Correct.
Okay.
I always get that wrong.
Yes, you do.
To watch them conduct deportation raids in Chicago, Dr. Phil said it's a pretty high-risk mission we're going on. Oh, shut up, you reality TV pansy. It's not high-risk for you.
Walking into an elementary school is not high-risk.
Yeah, really,
Or church.
He's such a... Really? Really? Like, they're using you as a battering ram? You're behind the camera, you... See?
That head would make for a good battering ram, though.
Yeah, it is. It's pointy. Okay. What did I say? I knew he was going to come out here and be a bag of D's to all of us in California, which, by the way, still some of the... Thank God for a little bit of rain.
Yeah.
But fire's still burning. We're still in the middle of this. And you knew he was going to come out and lie.
Yep.
Oh, by the way, he cut off Mayor Bass's microphone because she had the audacity to speak the truth to him. Brad Sherman, thank you.
Brad Sherman's great.
Do we have him? Yeah, hang on. Give me 12.
Yep.
Thank you.
Here we go.
I've been in Congress for 28 years. I really disagree with Louisiana on their abortion policy. I disagree with them on their campaign finance policy. I disagree with North Dakota on their gun policy. And I would never turn to somebody from Louisiana and say, you keep living on your cousin's couch, because we're not going to help you rebuild until Louisiana agrees with me on a woman's right to choose.
Thank you. Oh, my God. You knew it, right? He's saying, oh, no aid unless you do a voter ID law and what else?
What does that have to do? I mean,
he came out to create a hostage crisis, right?
Right. I can kind of understand if he put conditions on raking the forest or whatever, because that has to do with...
Austria doesn't rake their forest.
I can see where he could make that connection. But voter IDs have no connection.
Also, this fire wasn't in a forest.
Okay, that's beside the point.
The vast majority of forest land is federal land. It's not okay.
That's beside the point. All right. Raking the forest has something to do with fires, but voter IDs don't have anything to do with fires.
No, he's just
that is a condition.
He's
that
just a bully. This is going to be it. He's going to bully L.A., Colombia, whoever doesn't kiss his ass.
Colombia.
Yeah.
Colombia.
Oh, and in the erasing history segment today, there's quite a bit.
Okay.
Oh, DOJ has just deleted the whole January 6th, the whole database. So does that never happen?
Yep.
All those crimes
never. It's been wished out in the cornfield.
Yeah. Yeah. Gerald says in January 2025, the U.S. Air Force removed a video about the Tuskegee Airmen. Tim Russ texted me about this. Mm-hmm. From its basic training curriculum at one of their bases. This decision followed executive order by Trump that banned diversity, equity, and inclusion. Oh, so there were no more, there's no female, they're not teaching that anymore. No.
Nope.
Yeah.
No.
Right, because that didn't, happen. Oh, hey, there's a little something for you Gaza voters. The Trump administration has officially lifted the hold on 2,000-pound bombs for the Israeli military. The bombs, which had been held in storage, will be headed to Israel within the next few days. Thanks once again, Jill Stein, voters. Oh, and also he said, how'd he say it? We should just clear. We need to just clear out.
Clear out Gaza.
Clean up Gaza. Just clear it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, just send them other places because there's, who is it?
Egypt said F off.
Right. Just the other countries take them all because, as what's his ambassador, Mike Huckabee, said, there's no such thing as a Palestinian. So nicely done. Do we have our You Were Warned song? Do I need it this early?
It should be in
the. Poor Bella doesn't know what it is.
Be gentle on her.
It's our favorite dance.
It should already be loaded into the
Around and
the
Find
VLC
Out
player.
Dance. It's the Around and Find Out dance.
Yeah.
That's the other alternative.
Is it?
Hmm.
Did you just make that up?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is in the same file. Sebastian tweets, Trump says he told King Jordan that Gaza should be emptied. Emptied.
Yep, emptied.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You're talking about probably 1.5 million people. You know, we just clean that whole thing and say, you know, it's over. Reminder that Jared Kushner has said Gaza waterfront is great property.
Yep.
Ruth Ben-Ghiat, authoritarian scholar, said, oh, I see, Gaza's quote-unquote over. Exhibit A in what happens when you do not hold authoritarians accountable. Their bloodlust is unregulated. Clean out that whole thing is an example. And Bella's mic, one last one. Turning Gaza into a tourist destination for wealthy Republicans and Nazis was made possible by people who wouldn't vote for Biden or Harris in protest over Netanyahu's war on Gaza, which was started to help Trump win, and we lost democracy as a result. Oh, we do have it? Yeah. Okay. I'm just saying. I think we mentioned this before the election, didn't we, Chris?
Mm-hmm.
Once or twice? Mm-hmm. Poor Bella. Poor Bella's going to be a spinning chair by the end of the first hour.
We tried to tell you, you were warned, you dummy twits. You were warned, we tried to tell you, you were warned, now deal with it.
Wow, that makes it better, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Good job, Bella. Good job.
That was good. You played your first. Yeah.
All right. I can't even. That was 3 days ago. Firing all of these. What are they called? Firing the, what you call it, IGs.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Inspectors
thank
general.
Thank you. They're just saying, yes, of course we're going to be corrupt as all get out,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Was that just Friday?
I think it was Friday.
Yes, it was.
It was a lot.
Okay. Oh, and you know what? They're going to make the, because this is not big and dumb and mean enough for you. ICE has been directed by Trump to aggressively ramp up the number of people they arrest from a few hundred a day to 1,200 to 1,500 because the president has been with the results of his mass deportation campaign so far. It's not quite big and dumb and mean and loud enough just yet.
Nope.
They were told that each of the agency's field offices should make 75 arrests per day and managers would be held accountable for missing those targets. Oh, so they're fine with these kind of quotas.
Right.
This is how they're getting people that are actually, what's the word, you know, legal and, you know, not criminals and sometimes without a warrant. But okay. The order significantly increased the chance officers will engage in more indiscriminate enforcement activities or face accusation of civil rights violations. Oh, I'm sure probably Trump didn't know that. If he'd known that, I'm sure he wouldn't do that. Oh, that's right. He also blew up the civil rights division. Okay. Trump supporters.
A lot of things blew up this weekend.
Trump's, I'm already winded.
I know.
Trump supporters and others have pointed out that these totals will not yield the millions of deportations Trump has promised. No kidding.
Yeah, you know.
The Biden administration deported 271,000 people last year, the highest annual total in a decade. So this is all for show, of course. It's all for you, Damien.
Does Bella get that reference?
I don't know. That's from The Omen.
Did you ever see The Omen?
I've definitely seen it, but I don't.
You know where the nanny is standing on the balcony? Damien, Damien, it's all for you. And then she jumps off the balcony and hangs herself.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Karen from Chicago is a helper. She said, Bella, I would like to cite three movie references you may or may not get on the subject of the potential danger of being in Mama's basement.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy.
You and Danger Girl, The Call's Coming from Within the House, and Get Out. Karen, don't scare her.
She probably got Get Out, the other one.
Yeah, from the movie Get Out.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Offered her tea.
The call's coming from inside the house. Do you know?
Is that? Yeah. It's like it's a
when
horror movie.
When a Stranger Calls.
Yeah.
There you go.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I haven't offered her tea yet.
And you and Danger Girl?
Whoopi Goldberg.
Ghost.
And Ghost.
Oh, yeah. No, never seen it.
It's a good movie. It's a good movie.
He never saw The Godfather, and I didn't fire him for that.
I've seen The Godfather.
Yeah, well, now you have. Now you have.
Yes, because you made me. It's a good movie.
We have Rude Pundit and JoJo from Jersey. You have got to read their stuff this week because it will make you, it is hilarious, but it sums up exactly. If you're feeling like, oh, my effing God, this is exactly, they confirm your worst about what's happening. We're not even a week in yet, are we?
No.
Not till noon today. Hey, okay, 21 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Lean. What? Yes. My nephew Robin is on. This has already lost a few pounds, I tell you what.
Uh-huh.
This is takelean.com. We trust it for the weight loss. The weight loss is a real deal, man.
Yep.
Why? It was created by a medical doctor. They still have those, you know.
I've heard.
Listen to them. Yeah. And a university researcher. The clinical team behind Lean says if you only have a few pounds to lose, prescription Lean is not for you. Just exercise a little bit more. See? Honesty in advertising. Check into it.
Yeah.
It's not magic beans, Dr. Phil.
That's Dr. Oz.
Yeah, whatever. They're all BS.
Yeah.
Lean is for frustrated dieters who want to lose meaningful weight but aren't into injections. Those can work, but they carry side effects. Shots work in part by lowering blood sugar and regulating appetite. The science behind Lean is impressive. Its natural studied ingredients target weight loss in similar ways. Helps maintain a healthy blood sugar, control your appetite and cravings. Helps burn fat by converting fat to energy. If you're ready to lose weight a smarter way, let's get you started with my personal discount. The code is Stephanie20 at TakeLean.com. That is Stephanie20 at TakeLean.com.
Watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Still putting off that deep clean? Let HS Pristine Clean take it off your to-do list. With over 20 years of meticulous cleaning experience, they make your home sparkle without the hassle. Call 920-932-0000 today. Why wait?
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit izervay.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Here at the Aaron Weber Group, we love to find hidden gems. Hidden gems that aren't known or haven't been on the market for decades, and there's excitement around it. This new year, make your resolution about finding that perfect gem of a home. The Aaron Weber Group can do it. After all, even the word resolution has solution in it, and we're driven to find the perfect solution for you. Don't assume others can do it. And I'm pretty sure you know how that word breaks down. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
Stephanie Miller Show. What? I'm here. I was just trying to freak Bella out.
Okay.
No, I wasn't. I'm kidding, Bella. Okay. Happy Monday. Rude Pundit coming up in a couple of minutes. Jay says, poor Bella. She's been adopted by a bunch of cray-cray liberal aunts. I'm sending thoughts and prayers.
Bold to assume I'm not a type of crazy liberal aunt.
Here comes one of them, Karen in Chicago. Hello.
Hey, Karen.
Hello. I'm Auntie Karen to Bella. Okay.
Yes, the baby.
Okay, so I just want to say, Anita brought this to my attention. If you go to whitehouse.gov, it is this ridiculous photograph of Donald Trump pointing and saying America is back. And they have removed the Constitution from the website. If you search the Constitution, it goes to his executive orders.
Yep.
It is. We're in a bad place.
Marco Rubio, right, has put a hold on all foreign aid.
Yep.
It's hard to fathom what's happened in less than a week. It really is, isn't it?
It is. It really is. And I'm going to say this too. Something over the weekend, I called Target. I am so disgusted with Target specifically. Like Walmart, I don't have a lot of expectations for them. They've always been horrible. But Target is really upsetting to me because that is actually, I don't do a lot of big box stores, but that was, kind of where I was going instead of supporting Amazon.
Right.
Yeah. So if people can call and complain about it, because this is really bad. It is so cowardly. And, that was at least one company that I felt comfortable and shopping at,
We're hitting your beloved heartbreak.
Yes.
And I'm not going to make a dirty...
Okay, love you guys.
I'm not going to make a dirty joke about big boxes and big box stores. It's the only way I can survive is dirty vagina.
Dirty jokes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great.
And you know who else enjoys it? Rude Pundit.
Coming up at 7.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right. It's 7. He's a little later today on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced the state will join 17 others in defending an Environmental Protection Agency rule that targets PFAS. All these states will be filing a brief with the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit, arguing that upholding this PFAS rule would significantly improve public health. PFAS contamination has been linked to a number of negative health effects, like various types of cancer and ulcerative colitis. The so-called forever chemicals come from firefighting foam and nonstick coatings and can get into the soil and the water. Once they're in the human body, they can't be removed. They just build up over time. Addressing PFAS contamination has been a major goal for officials here in the Badger State. And DeForest was tapped to get Wisconsin's first Buc-ee's, a Texas chain of convenience stores as beloved there as our native Quick Trip is here. It was supposed to be along the interstate near County Highway I, but the plan hit a snag. Buc-ee's asked the village to share the cost of improvements to the roads surrounding where that new location would go. The stores are so popular, it's believed the current infrastructure couldn't handle the traffic. Now, the DeForest Village Board plans to ask state officials for help with that funding. Meanwhile, Buc-ee's staff had hoped to break ground in 2024 and open this year, but with the issue still up in the air, they haven't started the project yet. Meanwhile, they've announced a new Wisconsin location. They plan to add one in Oak Creek, also off the interstate. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
The proposed 74,000-square-foot convenience store and fueling station would be located on the southwest corner of I-94 and Elm Road. The project, featuring 120 gas pumps and EV charging stations, faces two public hearings before a potential March vote. It could open in early 2027 if approved.
So now it remains to be seen which city will have the first Buc-ee's in Wisconsin. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds and breezy today, maybe an afternoon sprinkle or flurry and a high in the low 40s. Partly cloudy and a low in the low 20s tonight. More sunshine for tomorrow, breezy and highs in the mid 40s. Mild and dry for the rest of the week. Currently it's 19 degrees.
The John and Gordy Show.
Talking with Mike McCabe, Substack blogger and author.
You have an interesting article in Substack about AI.
Think about any decision, whether it's to push a button and launch a missile or whether to hire or fire somebody in a workplace. We want the answers faster, and then we want to get to the next topic, and that's where there could be the death of wisdom.
Boy, absolutely.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself. Surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We'll review the weekend happenings in terms of news and offer you another look at what's worse, your opportunity to call in. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
His state was hit by Katrina. I fought to get aid for Katrina. I went with a congressional delegation a year later to see how the recovery was going and to raise issues about how slow it was and how we needed to bring more urgency to it. I never even thought for a moment, okay, this is a red state. Maybe we shouldn't provide aid, or maybe we should tie it to some unrelated policy objective. I think it is shameful what he is saying. And let me say this, as a Californian, we have given more to the recovery of other states than any other state in the union.
Yep.
You do not want to go down this road.
Thank you, Senator Schiff. At least we don't have a drunken rapist in charge of the nuclear codes.
Oops.
Oh, yeah, that happened too.
Oops.
Oh, okay. Hey, thanks, Mitch McConnell. Thanks. Now a warning. Mitch McConnell's trying to help now.
Didn't he?
Voting against a headset.
Didn't he give a thumbs up, like a McCain kind of thumbs, a thumb vote? I think he did. Yeah.
He and... Joni Ernst is such a disgrace. Really? Lisa Murkowski and even Susan Collins can get a backbone, and someone that is a female combat veteran who was sexually assaulted can't get it together to vote no on a, did I say alleged, drunken rapist? Is there parts of that that are, okay, whatever.
Alleged. It's probably best that we say alleged in this FCC climate.
Sure. Okay. Speaking of the media, hi, are you there? Art says only one media outlet is reporting that L.A. Mayor Karen Bass's mic was turned off during the roundtable with Trump last night. None of them are reporting that they physically took away her microphone, too, because she kept trying to fact check him. This is what it's going to be like, right? I mean, you knew he was going to come and tell all these same lies about the fire and try to, you know, play political football. Mm-hmm. And here we are. Oh, JoJo from Jers. Thank you. She had the same thing about Mel Gibson saying daddy's here about yeah. Trump being in California. Uh-huh. She said, no, that tangerine tinkle tape is not my daddy, you glue-eating weirdos.
What is with the daddy
Get over
stuff?
Your daddy issues. Oh, my God.
Ay, ay, ay.
Okay.
It's creepy.
It is super creepy. Julie in Virginia, my actual dad, again, in Arlington. Thanks for asking.
Nuremberg prosecutor.
Yes. Hi, Julie.
Hello.
Nazis still bad.
Yeah. Nazis still bad.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Today is International Holocaust Remembrance Day, recognizing the liberation of Auschwitz. It's 80 years since the liberation of Auschwitz. And I know your dad was involved in prosecution of Nazi war criminals.
Yep.
My parents both served in World War II. They were stationed over in England.
Wow.
In the hospitals, in the Army Nursing Corps and the Army Medical Corps, and they would share stories of what it was like for those men coming into these hospitals, saving their lives, having these injuries, their dedication to fighting fascists over in Europe. And it just turns my stomach to hear how Elon Musk is trying to fan the flames of neo-Nazism. And it's just ridiculous. If he doesn't understand what it is about the Holocaust, he needs to watch, anybody needs to watch the film Night and Fog, black and white documentary, to see the visuals of the horrific conditions of Nazi concentration camps. And, you know, he can go ahead and blow his money and talk all he wants, trash, but... You know, fighting fascists is still in our blood, folks.
That's right.
So don't just sit back and let it happen.
Yep. Thank you, honey. I was trying to find this as she was talking. I was like, wasn't he? Yes. Elon Musk spoke to rallygoers for Germany's far right. That's equivalent to the Nazi party. Yep. And urged the country's citizens to take pride in their heritage and not to carry guilt over the sins of their ancestors. Oh, I see. It's a long time ago, the Holocaust.
Fooey.
Let it go. Musk has spent weeks publicly supporting the party. He urged German voters and the AfD supporters to ignore the European Union and avoid multiculturalism. Who said stuff that seemed similar to that?
Hitler.
Oh, thanks.
See, that wasn't even against the quote.
Well, it's not against the quote, so those you get right. Thank you. She was just mentioning World War II. I mentioned this. Lessons plans about the Tuskegee Airmen, groundbreaking black pilots known for their service during World War II, and the women Air Force service pilot, or WASP, female World War II pilots, who were vital in ferrying warplanes for the military, have been removed from the U.S. Air Force curriculum. So just one day at a time, we're just erasing our entire, erasing and or rewriting our entire history.
Yeah.
There's nothing more to see here. Everything's fine. Everything is fine.
Anything with a brown tint to it, we're erasing.
Uh-huh. By the way, did you... Hang on.
Oh, are you okay?
Sometimes I can't really get past the headline before I just, you know... explode in a scanner's. Let's see. Trump ends Fauci security detail. Yep. Says he'd feel no responsibility if he was harmed.
Yep.
Trump says Ukraine should have surrendered to Russia and blamed Zelensky for the war. That was the light dusting before all the other stuff happened. Because
did I send you too much stuff?
No, too much stuff happened.
Okay, got it.
could we just slow down a little bit?
You know, it was this way during his first term, too.
Sean is almost 40. He threw his back out when he turned 38. I threw my back out reaching for a sock in the second drawer, not even on the floor, on Thursday. And then I did a 45-mile bike ride Saturday. Why? Because I'm not known for making good decisions. I made one good one, Bella, and that's it. Aww. For the year.
Bella's
it was only
a great
January.
Decision.
Yeah. How can you not understand the sociopath at this point? He literally said out loud he'd feel no responsibility if something happened to Fauci. Mm-hmm. He ended the federal security detail for Anthony Fauci, along with what's his name? Pompeo, Bolton, anyone that's ever... Pompeo was just sucking his ass a few weeks ago on TV.
Can you say that?
Well, you're not over there anymore. You can't control me.
Oh, Bella says it's okay.
He was just sucking up to Trump a few weeks ago. He's not even... but this is what... So obviously they're under pretty, you know... credible threat from Iran, Pompeo, and Bolton. Like, this guy's a sociopath. He will feel nothing if one of them gets us. How does that make America look? They get assassinated by Iran because Trump took away their...
Bolton said that very thing this weekend.
Yeah.
To Elizabeth Vargas.
Oh, yes. Do you have that here?
Yes.
Thank you so
much.
You
said that if something does happen to you, that the Trump administration will be forced to respond.
Well, I think if they didn't respond, and by that I mean militarily against Iran, it would be a real signal of weakness. You know, Trump may not feel any sense of responsibility, but I think plenty of other people would. And that is what serves as a deterrent to Iran doing it in the first place.
Fauci is the latest in a string of Trump aides turned critics. He worked for Trump. Mm-hmm. These were Trump hires. Mm-hmm. To see their federal protection canceled despite ongoing threats to their lives, Trump said he would not feel any responsibility if harm befell any of the government officials because, congratulations, you elected a sociopath. Okay, how about this one? Apparently...
I did send you too much stuff.
Uh-huh. Trump says Russian invasion, if you'll recall, before he tries to erase that history, Russia invaded. This is an unprovoked terrorist attack on Ukraine.
Right.
Just to review.
Right.
Okay. He said it was the fault of a Ukrainian President Zelensky's failure to preemptively capitulate before Russian troops began their attack. See?
So.
And also Poland was wearing a super tight dress and bent over a pinball machine. So.
What movie reference is that, Bella?
I couldn't tell you.
The Accused.
The Accused.
Oh, man.
She can't be expected to know every lesbian-themed movie.
That wasn't lesbian-themed.
Oh, well, Jodie Foster is.
Jodie Foster and Kelly McGillis are both in
it. Oh, they were having an affair during The Accused, though.
Were they?
Yes.
Do we know this?
Yes.
For a fact?
Yes.
Or is this
Try
like,
to keep up.
Or is this like Los Angeles lesbian lore?
No!
Okay.
Everyone knows that.
Really?
Yes. Okay. Not on camera, off camera.
Okay.
After Hannity asked about Trump's threat to impose tariffs, oh, God, it's going to be a stupid thing he tries to do every time, right?
Mm-hmm.
To impose tariffs as a penalty on Russia, that makes no effing sense anyway. If the Ukrainian war continues much longer, Trump responded, Zelensky's had enough and wants to settle. He said, Zelensky's no angel and shouldn't have allowed this war to happen. Because he said, I would have made this deal so easily, and Zelensky decided I want to fight. Yeah, you would have, because you're a coward. You're a coward that got out of serving with fake bone spurs. Of course you wouldn't have. Oh, he's just, I can't. Okay. I'm not even through hour one.
No,
okay.
You're not.
Let me just. Hi, Jenny in Baltimore. I just feel I need a giggling whore at this point. Hello.
Oh, Steph, I need a giggling stuff. I just wanted to call and chime in on the whole Nazi autism thing.
Yes.
Because a lot of folks are saying, well, Barron has autism, maybe, and Elon maybe has autism, so, you can't really criticize. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. And in fact, you should, because if you say that, oh, well, he has autism, therefore he must be a cute little angel, then that's called ableism.
Also, we can all remember how very, very kind they were about Governor Waltz's son, who was really excited about his dad becoming vice president. But they're just hypocrites. They're just, right? I mean, give me a break.
But they can be evil and still have disabilities and or still have neurodivergence.
Right.
And still be evil, horrible people.
Right.
And they are.
Right. Right. Exactly. Oh, Benjamin Netanyahu defended Trump's, Elon Musk's Nazi salute, because of course he did, because you know what? Because all the worst people find each other.
Well.
Doesn't it feel like, oh my God, my friend Trish sent us this, hang on. Because what do we keep saying? It's like the Batman, Ark of the Asylum, when Batman let all the...
Arkham Asylum.
Right.
Ark of the Asylum?
It's like the Ark of the Covenant?
Is no, it's all about.
All right,
God.
Listen, whether you're opening a containment chamber in Ghostbusters,
okay,
or you're.
That.
Batman lets out all the. That's what it feels like. Anyway, this is fantastic. My friend Trish sent me Batman and Robin talking about Penguin.
All right.
Getting.
Free country, Robin.
It won't be if he's elected. Besides, I thought convicted felons were barred from holding any official office.
I suspect Penguin has done his civics homework well, Robin. And has discovered that paragraph 34A of the city charter has never been officially repealed. It specifically allows convicted criminals to run for public office.
Holy disaster area.
I don't think there's any danger of the Penguin being elected, Robin. The people of Gotham City are not as simple-minded as he might think.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Batman. Batman, you sweet summer child. Although it's not really fair to compare Trump to the Penguin, because he's... Penguin's not quite as physically disgusting, right? Okay. That's kind of funny, right?
Because he's more like Harvey Dent.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you know who that is?
No.
Two-Face.
Okay. Oh, right, right, okay. right. Sure. Do you hope that maybe this bag of rats will implode before any more wreckage gets done?
Mice.
Did you see...
There we go. Look.
Oh, thanks, Bella. Big bag of rats. Fight, fight, fight. You're all equally awful.
Yeah, whenever she says big bag of rats.
In all of this effery last week, did you see we missed Elon Musk threw a proverbial wrench into the much ballyhooed gears of Trump's infrastructure plans, insisting that billionaire investors in the project called Stargate, who stood next to Trump in a much promoted announcement, don't actually have the money. Oops! You're not supposed to.
Zoinks.
Grift. He's like, they don't really have the money. This isn't going to happen. Oh, my God. What is this thing? It's not Bitcoin. It's meme coins or whatever.
Meme coins. They're basically Bitcoins that are centered around a person.
Our friend Ellie Vell, she was just talking about just what a scam all of this is. What an unbelievable scam and grift it all is. All of it.
They only have value because people put value on them. It's like a painting only has value because people put value on the painting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how these things work.
Are you saying my dog's playing poker is not valuable? Okay.
That gigantic photo you have of Jody and her mom on your stairwell, is that valuable?
Well, maybe. Maybe. Hey, Jody, are you up? What are you doing? What are you thinking about? Are you tired?
Oh, she's probably cataloging every mistake that's being made on this program, saying...
All right, 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by FRF. Freedom from Religion Foundation. An actual person talking about the teachings of Jesus in a church has been led to spasm. This Bishop Buddy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you would like to support Freedom from Religion Foundation, all these fake religious hypocrites, join us. Won't you join us? They have been fortifying the wall between church and state, fighting for a government that represents everyone, not just the religious majority, by joining FFRF.
Perfect.
You're supporting their critical work, legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, advocacy for reason and science. When you become a member, you're joining a movement. You get Free Thought Today, newspaper, advocacy resources, and community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Get it. Go to ffrf.us/Miller today or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Become a member today. That's ffrf.us. /Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
She's a liar. She's a dingbat.
She is an attention strumpet.
There is exciting news in Stephanie Miller podcast land, isn't there, Chris? We now offer Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast and the Out of the Gate podcast.
Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast is once a week. It is the best interviews of the week from the Stephanie Miller Show every Friday. Stephanie Miller Out of the Gate is daily. You will get the first segment of every day's Stephanie Miller Show, plus Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour Extra, which is the best interview of each day. So three different podcasts in one feed.
Get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe on your favorite podcast app.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
There is exciting news in Stephanie Miller podcast land, isn't there, Chris? We now offer Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast and the Out of the Gate podcast.
Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast is once a week. It is the best interviews of the week from the Stephanie Miller Show every Friday. Stephanie Miller Out of the Gate is daily. You will get the first segment of every day's Stephanie Miller Show, plus Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour Extra, which is the best interview of each day. So three different podcasts in one feed.
Get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe on your favorite podcast app.
Welcome to the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th President of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. Every day, ZipRecruiter helps people who are actively looking for jobs like yours, so it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
this portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by my pals at Native Path.
Yep.
Collagen. It's all the rage.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, Native Path is. Do you want to move more easily, independently, without pain or stiffness? Do you want to look in the mirror, see that plump, hydrated, pre-Trump glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. Those are the two most important ones. It is found in 90% of the collagen in your body. It's in your cartilage, your bones, your skin, your hair, your nails, your gut. Type 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. And it's flavorless. It's right. You wouldn't even know.
Nice.
It's right in there in my coffee, like someone in a Lifetime movie slipped it in there.
Like clouds in your coffee.
Yes. Thank you, Carly. it's flavorless. It can be added to anything. Coffee, smoothies, soups, oatmeal, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily, mixes perfectly with no clumping.
We're not clumping, people.
No. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. That is GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. George Conway, our buddy, our pal, mm-hmm. still trying to find parking at the Warner Theater for well, Sexy Liberal D.C.
Bless his heart.
this is what I'm talking about. Fighting back. Not bending the knee. This is Trump Central here at the Stephanie Miller Show. This is do not bend the knee. Do not obey in advance Central. He said, since we broke the news about Jim Acosta's uncertain fate, CNN has seen its viewership numbers spike during the 10 a.m. hour when he anchors. In fact, on Wednesday, he outrated every CNN show, including those in primetime, save for Cooper's program. Because we were saying, because Trump hates him, CNN is talking about moving him to midnight.
Yep.
By the way, he just started following me on the socials. Hi, Jim. We love you. Walker said, same thing I've been thinking. Watching Michael Steele leaves me in awe of how far off course this country has gone. He's full-on center-right Republican who is pulling the fire alarm as hard as he can. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Replace Morning Joe with that weekend show. Michael Steele, Simone Sanders, Alicia Menendez, right? He really is giving a master class in do not bend the knee.
Yeah.
And he's a Republican still, just to annoy me. I swear to God. He won't even leave the party. Speaking of former Republicans, Denver Riggleman said, I can't quite gather the thoughts, the dread, the fury of thinking of Pete Hegseth as Secretary of Defense. God help us all. We are a global laughingstock and dangerous to our allies. Hegseth's inexperience and low morality will cost us dearly. My words are incapable of expressing my disgust. Elizabeth Warren on the letting all the...
What was that?
Oh, sorry, all the criminals out.
Okay.
Yes.
You ran for office saying you were going to make life better for average Americans. Well, then do it. You know, renaming the Gulf of Mexico, pardoning people who beat up police officers, demanding that you're going to take back the Panama Canal, that's not making life better for everyday Americans. You want to make life better for them? Then help cut housing costs, grocery costs, health care costs. We've got plans to do that. Buckle down and do the work.
Brian Tyler Cohen, our friend, said the same people who having a temper tantrum over DEI just confirmed the least qualified Secretary of Defense in U.S. history because Trump liked him on TV. These are mm-hmm. the least qualified people ever, and they're pretty much all straight white men.
That's right.
Right? Just Jack tweets, if your spouse needs a safe word with her friends to protect herself from you, you should be in therapy or in prison, not Secretary of Defense. Wow, that was like 3 days of outrages ago.
Yeah.
Drunky McRapey in charge of the nukes. Okay.
Good boy.
Philip says no foreign power has ever posed as massive and immediate a threat to the U.S. United States as the current administration. Root Pundit writes about that. He's going to join us in a few minutes.
Yep.
I keep saying this. This is America's enemies could not wish for more than what he has done in less than a week.
That's right.
Jamel says, very excited to see what happens when you make a deeply compromised addict the leader of the Department of Defense and subordinate to a madman. We're getting into Dr. Strangelove territory, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
Not entirely sure I know all the references from there, but...
Have you ever seen Dr. Strangelove?
As Elon Musk already said, mein Führer, I can walk.
That's from Dr. Strangelove.
See? Rude Pundit next.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, attorney Jim Santel
And we'll be asking him about the legal ramifications of what Trump is doing in this country.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
I'm planning our family vacation and need a pet sitter.
We use a house sitter from Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, they're local, dependable, and totally spoil our pets. When we get home, our house is just as it was when we left, and our dogs are happy. And the daily messages with pictures really gives us peace of mind while we're away. For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. Freebellyrubs.com.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. It's going to be a rough start for financial markets because of an AI tech sell-off. ABC's Mike Dubusky says that's because tech companies like NVIDIA could be threatened by a Chinese breakthrough.
Last week, the Chinese firm DeepSeek released a new AI model called R1. It reportedly does better in testing than popular models from companies like OpenAI. That, plus a cheaper open source model the company released in December, has prompted fears that American AI can't keep up with China on performance or price.
President Trump will address House Republicans at their retreat in Florida. His administration's ramped up immigration raids around the U.S., but is also facing scrutiny after the president fired at least 17 inspectors general and did not give the 30-day notice required by law. Rain in Southern California is reducing the fire risk, but increasing worries about mudslides, and a ceremony at Auschwitz today marking 80 years since liberation. This is ABC News.